It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yes. Right about this time, maybe a couple of weeks late. Actually, it was right after Thanksgiving. So I should say shy of a year ago. Jack Del Rio was fired as defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. Changed nothing, but there's a little bit of solace for Commanders fans. Well, what has Jack Del Rio been doing since? Not a lot of good. Not a lot of good. He joined the Wisconsin Badgers defensive staff. And now he's resigning from Wisconsin's coaching staff. Why, you might ask? Well, allegedly, Jack Del Rio drove his vehicle through a street sign.
Beep, beep.
Crashed through a fence.
Beep, beep.
Parked in someone's front lawn.
Beep, beep.
And then was arrested for driving under the influence.
Cue the fool said it already sold.
I don't mean to laugh. This is early Friday morning. Wisconsin played somebody on Saturday. I can't remember. Around 12:35 a.m. Thursday night into Friday morning is when he, again, hit a street sign, broke a fence, came to rest in a yard. This is according to Madison police. This is not, you know, like some weird website or accusation or whatever. After witnesses directed officers to Del Rio, who was actually walking away from the area, he was transported to a local hospital, blood draw, and released to a responsible party. Who knows who that is, per the incident report, but he was determined to again be driving under the influence. Now, he's been working again as a special advisor to head coach Luke Fickell. And again, he is talking about he's going to resign from the Wisconsin program. And listen, I don't want to make fun of anybody by any means. This is a very, 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 very serious offense if it is all true as it's been laid out. But I just don't understand. I literally do not understand how in a world where these guys make so much money and Jack Del Rio's got to have more money than he knows what to do with, how it is absolutely impossible for all of these guys to call a cab, Uber, Lyft, whatever it might be, a friend, a wife, a girlfriend, whatever it might be. What was that?
Because they're dumb.
Oh, well, that's true. So Jack Del Rio, and thanks to everybody who sent this story to me and for Barstool Sports having all the details. Jack Del Rio is no longer with Wisconsin. He is done. He is resigning his special advisor role, and I can't imagine this is going to help him get back into the NFL.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.